Greetings, God, and welcome in the gîte with a Frenchman, as you could hear. I am not in the best shape. Apparently the numerous days outside in the rain, especially yesterday morning when I got very, very wet and very, very cold, didn't help my health. And I woke up this morning with this sick feeling, you know, like your throat is hurting, your brain is hurting, your stomach is feeling weird. I was not good, so I think I'm pretty sick, and I'm also cold all the time, which doesn't help. Today I climbed the ridge of Ibarra, which is one of the most beautiful ones in Basque Country, and it's been beautiful. The very important part is that it was the first time I could see the ocean, and that was quite emotional. Sadly, I couldn't really enjoy it because I was feeling so terribly bad. Like, you know, you feel like in an alternative reality. It's not real. That was my feeling all day. Walking a little bit on the side of my shoes, pretty much. I'm closing to the end now. I mean, I'm seeing the ocean. I hope my health will get better tomorrow so that I can walk without the shoes. Knowing that today, actually, I took a gîte. I wanted to bivouac. I wanted to bivouac all the way to the end, but I was so cold and miserable that I said, fuck it. And it was a good call because this gîte is very, very nice and I'm alone. So that feels nice. I could cook and I could just chill, and that feels good. Also, today I had quite a big problem with my knee. So, you know, my knee from time to time can twist because I think I hurt my ligaments again before the hike. And it hasn't twisted since, well, the beginning of the Pyrenees, mainly. And today it twisted two times. The first time was a warning twist that hurts, but there was no weight on it, so it didn't damage anything, and I didn't feel it after I walked. But the second time I was going down on slippery terrain, and I wasn't paying enough attention, and I slipped in the mud. Just a tiny slip, but all my weight was on the leg, and my knee twisted with that. So, yeah, the pain is real. It hurted like a motherfucker when it happened, and now I'm feeling my knee a little bit hurting. I hope it will not swell, because if it swells, tomorrow will be difficult to walk. It can take several days to deflate. So let's hope it's nothing like that. But it means that I have to be careful now, because my knee is fragile. And on top of that, it means that I'm absolutely at the end of my rope. I'm not paying attention, I'm tired, I'm getting sick, twisting my knee. It's really... I think my body was keeping it tight for a long time and I didn't have a single problem outside of this virus and a few fake twists. Not fake, but like non-consequence. But now my body is just seeing the finish line and is like, okay, let's all go to shit now. Let's end this thing, you know, nothing works anymore. My equipment is the same. Everything is bailing on me now, so it's really, really time to put an end to this. So yeah, 3-4 days, I think. Something like that. Anyway, I wish you a very happy bed making. Maybe you're making your bed. Maybe I said that before, I don't know. Apparently it's important to make your bed every morning. I never understood that because you destroy it directly in the evening. But it's some kind of discipline. Nah, I don't get that. And I wish you a very good night. Cheers.